I wanted to give you guys a little bit of an update of what ended up happening with the guy who's, like, basically my best friend for the last, like, 3 years. And it's such a complicated relationship that I'm even, like, having trouble, like, trying to explain it, like, trying to think about how to explain it to someone who doesn't know us. We've been friends for, like, 3 years, maybe over 3 years. But we've been, like, really close friends for maybe, like, 2.5 or 2 years. He has had feelings for me, I think, pretty much most of the time that we've been friends, but I'd never entertained it, so he kind of, like, suppressed those feelings for most of our friendship. And then the last, like, 5 or 6 months is when I started to... I started to, like, reciprocate those feelings, like, very strongly. But then I also have to explain that I have some really big issues with emotional and physical intimacy. Just because of things in my past, I'm very, very hesitant to be close with people emotionally or physically, especially mostly just in a romantic way. It's very, very difficult for me, and it's very, very, very scary for me. Like, I feel just, like, very terrified when I'm next to somebody who I know cares about me in a romantic way. It's just really scary for me, like, literally fear-inducing. Literally, I feel like I'm gonna run away. That's what I want to do, is I just want to run away. And so that's always been really hard for me, and that's really, I think, why I'm still a virgin, why I've only ever kissed, like, 3 guys, and it's been, like, literally just, like, a peck, and then I get terrified and literally cry or literally run away. So anyway, that's really hard for me, and that's the preface for this. The preface for this is I've never... The closest I've ever been to a guy is, like, a literal, like, 1 second kiss that I hated and wanted to throw up. So, I'm pretty open with my friends about things. Like, they know, most of my friends know that I do audio porn. But they don't know the platform, they don't know the extent of it. Some of them know that I make money off of it sometimes. But this friend, he knows, and over the summer, like, maybe, like, the few weeks before I left to come back to school, I finally just kind of bit the bullet and told him, like, hey, I've been having some real confusing feelings about you. And, at first he was really hesitant, like, I think because he has had to, like, protect himself because he likes me, but I didn't like him back like that, that he's very protective of his own feelings about me because he doesn't want to get hurt. And so it took him a while to, I think, like, realize, like, that my feelings were genuine and that they weren't just, like, fleeting. Because at first they were, because when we first started hanging out after I told him, it was hard to figure out what I was feeling, and that was mainly just because of the issues that I have with physical and emotional intimacy. It was like one day I would be looking at him and I would think, oh my god, like, fuck, I am, like, head over heels for this guy. And then other days I would look at him and think, maybe I was just imagining it because I don't feel like that right now. And I couldn't decide whether it was just because of my issues or if it was just my mind playing tricks on me and I didn't actually like him. So, and I think I was pretty clear about that with him because I didn't want him to get hurt. So it was just very, very hesitant and confusing for, like, a few days leading up to when I left. But we spent a lot of time together, like, the last few days, and usually if I spend, like, more than, like, 2 consecutive days hanging out with the same person, I am, like, fucking tired of them, and I'm just like, I want to stop to hang out with you. But with him, it was like, I just wanted to be with him more and more and more. And gradually over time, like, the feelings, like, mellowed out a little bit, and it was just kind of always feelings of, like, romantic attraction to him. So then fast forward to when I'm back at school, and I can't stop thinking about him. And again, he and I have, like, a really open, candid relationship where, like, we tell each other everything. And so we both know that we have, like, the same kinks. Like, I'm very bratty, and he's very, like, dominant and, you know, just the counterpart to my stuff. And we had kind of talked about that, and I'd say, well, have you noticed, like, the fact that, like, when we hang out in person, even though we're, like, just friends and we're, like, platonic when we hang out, like, you kind of, like, dom me a little bit, and I'm totally a brat to you. And he was like, what do you mean? And I was like, well, I mean, sometimes I get to your house and I just fucking, like, what he calls it is destroying his shit, but it's not what I'm doing. I brat out is what I do. Like, I hide his phone, and I hide his, like, gum, and just, like, anything that I know that he'll, like, frequently, like, look for, I'll like, hide it, or just, like, yeah, do something with it, or I'll literally, like, push over his, like, laundry basket, just, like, because I can, or, like, push over something that he has, like, on his, what's it called, the bedpost thing. And he just, like, kind of, like, runs around behind me, like, fixing things, and then, like, eventually kind of, like, makes me stop or whatever. I don't know, it's just, like, a fun little fucking thing I do. So anyway, I was, like, telling him about it. I was like, well, I'm totally, like, being a brat, and then you eventually, like, make me stop, or you, like, kind of, like, overpower me or something. And I was like, it's totally, like, a brat, like, brat team, or, like, dynamic. And he kind of thought about it, and then he was like, oh my god, you're right. And so then we started talking more, like, about, like, kink stuff, and, like, how our relationship is very kinky in some kind of weird ways. Platonically kinky. And he has always made fun of me for the audio porn thing, and, like, phone sex and things like that. Like, he's always been very much like, I don't even understand how you can enjoy that, like, you know, blah blah, it's so dumb. Like, if I'm gonna, like, have, like, a sexual experience, I want it to be, like, with somebody. It's just, like, ridiculous. Or I want to at least be able to, like, see something. And I just know him really well, and I would always tell him, like, I think you would really like it. And he's like, no. And I'm like, no, I think you would really like it. Knowing you, I think you would really like it. And so I kept, like, kind of teasing the idea of, like, letting him listen to one of my audio posts, and finally I just kind of decided, like, okay, I do really want to send this, because I don't know, I just, like, I felt the urge to, I wanted to I wanted to let him hear that side of me, and I kind of wanted to be right, because I knew that he would like it. So the first thing I did was I went on our site, and I found a girl, and I found a girl that I liked, and then I sent him, like, a link to it, and I said, listen to this and tell me you aren't, like, massively turned on. And he was like, oh shit, like, you're right, like, that was actually really hot. And he was, like, really kind of confused about it, because he wasn't expecting it. And then I had, like, a lot of inner turmoil about which audio to send, and, like, a lot of, like, what if he thinks it's, like, dumb, what if he cringes, what if, you know, whatever. And, like, the first one I sent him was just kind of, like, I think it was, like, a pretty old one, or I was just generally kind of, like, really horny and masturbating. It was pretty generic. And so I sent it to him, and he said, I'm trying to remember exactly what he said. He said that, in, like, the very, very beginning, it was just odd, not uncomfortable, but just it felt, he said it felt intrusive, like he was like being intrusive by listening to it. But then he said he told himself, like, well, no, she sent this to me of her own accord, so it's not intrusive. She wanted me to listen to it. And then after he got over that little hurdle in the beginning, then he said it was just, like, it was just hot. And I think he really liked it a lot. And so that, of course, gave me, like, the biggest shit-eating grin because, like, haha, I was right, you like audio porn. And then, like, the next night, I sent him another one. Ironically, I sent him, like, a Friends to Lovers one, and he, like, thought it was really boring. He was like, oh, this, I don't know, it's just boring. I was like, oh, okay. Which is funny, because you guys love that fucking audio. Like, that audio is, like, one of my, at least, like, my top three, like, most popular ever. And I sent it to him, and he was like, I'm bored. Which set a little, like, fire in my soul, and I was like, I'll give you something to listen to. And so I sent him something that had, like, DDLG in it. And, that's another thing he's made fun of me for, is, like, I don't understand how you could call someone daddy, and, like, that, just that whole dynamic, like, I just don't get it, it's gross, or whatever, like, he's always, like, expressed, like, mass, like, distaste for it. And again, I know him, and I kept telling him, you know, I think you would actually really like it. As a matter of fact, I think you already kind of act like a daddy sometimes, and sometimes even to me you do. And he was like, no. I was like, yeah, kind of do. And he was like, no, I wouldn't. And I said, well, you didn't like audio porn before I sent you something. I was like, well, that's fair. And so I sent it to him, and then he was like, oh fuck. I was like, yeah. And he was like, yeah, I feel like I might be converted. And I was like, uh-huh. But it was really funny because he's like, yeah, that one was definitely like a lot harder not to massacre my meat while I listened to it. I was like, I felt very accomplished. Let's just say I felt very, very accomplished. So that was the audio part. He definitely really enjoyed it, and somehow it didn't make things weird. Somehow it just like kind of made me feel closer to him. So I could not stop thinking about him, and I just really missed him. And so I ended up going home over the weekend. I left Friday and came back yesterday late afternoon. And I ended up spending the first night, Friday night, with him. And we ended up just sleeping in his bed together, which might not seem like a big deal for anybody else in the entire world, but for me it was really big because I don't do things like that. Sleeping next to somebody, especially somebody that I'm romantically attracted to and who has like reciprocated feelings, like that's usually really scary for me. And so basically, like Friday night, he slept on one side of the bed and I slept on the other side of the bed, but he has a twin bed, so it's like a small bed. And it's not like we weren't touching, but it was very minimal. And we just, like, talked for a lot of the night, and we kind of talked about us and feelings and sex stuff and kink stuff. And we just talked about a lot of different things until pretty late. And then we went to bed and we woke up. And I was pretty calm when we were, like, falling asleep. But then when I woke up, he was asleep. And I just kind of, we were really close, and I felt scared, and I felt nervous. It was like, it was really late at night when we were together and like falling asleep. And so I was like more calm than I usually am, just cause I was like kind of like subdued by sleepiness. But then when I woke up, it was literally like a jolt almost to my system. I was like, oh my God, I'm in bed with this guy. And like, I was like really like nervous, and I kind of was like freaking out a little bit, and then like we both woke up and kind of hung out for a little bit, and then I went to like run some errands. I went back over to his house Saturday late afternoon. I didn't spend the night that night, but we were closer. And then Sunday night I went over to his house. We were gonna have a sleepover with me, him, and our mutual friend. And I went to his house a few hours before we were going to meet our friend at a restaurant. And I went over because I wanted time alone with him. And we just, like, laid in bed next to each other for, like, an hour and a half or something before we went to meet our friend. And it just felt really good, which is just something that I've never said before. I've never been able to lay next to somebody like that and not feel scared. And it was just good. And it was just happy. Like, very, very happy. And so we then we went to meet our mutual friend, and we spent, like, the rest of the day, like, at the friend who I have feelings for, his house. And then he started just fucking, like, fucking with me. Like, the only way I know how to describe it is he was just, like, teasing the shit out of me and using all of my kinks to, like, just subtly, like, drive me fucking insane. And it was working. And again, as pathetic as it sounds, it was literally the first time in my life that someone, like, in person was, like, turning me on. And it was, like, let me tell you, it was something else. It was something else. It was just different. And it was great. But it was also, like, really difficult. I feel like it was all just, like, such a blur, like, when we were hanging out and he was doing that. I'm having trouble, like, finding things, like, exactly, but, like, just very, like, he was very, like, dommy towards me, I guess, just in general. And being who I am, just, like, a very, like, assertive and I'm very, like, dominant in my everyday life and in my friendships. And I'm also a brat, but I'm also a sub. So it was, like, 8 warring, like, factions, like, in my mind when he would do something that, like, kind of required me to, like, submit a little bit to him. Because on one hand, like, he's my friend, and he's always been my friend, and so I'm like, no, fuck you, I'm not gonna let you, like, have that, like, control or power over me. And then also the brat makes me want to play and fight him, and I want him to keep fighting me. And then the sub part of me is like, okay. So, oh my god, he had a fucking he had me, like, wrapped around his finger practically, and ugh. It was new, and I was thinking, I am so fucking horny right now. He's got me so insanely horny right now. And it was just weird. It was weird in a good way. I've never felt like that before. No one's ever made me feel like that from being in person with me. And yeah, so eventually, and our mutual friend who we were with, he's, like, his back is fucked up, so my friend took him downstairs to sleep in a guest bed so that he wouldn't have to sleep on the floor, because usually he and I just sleep on the floor and my friend sleeps on the bed. But he took him downstairs to sleep in the guest bed and then came up with me, and he started, like, sleeping on the floor. I was like, no, get your ass in here with me. And so he came in bed with me, and I was just, at first we were in bed like we had been the first night that we slept together, like, kind of, like, each on our own side of the bed. But then I was having, like, a lot of, like, anxiety, and I told him, like, I'm, like, freaking out right now. And he was like, well, why? And I was like, I don't know, like, I'm just freaking out. And really the real reason I was freaking out was because I was like, I'm really, really, really into you, and I'm really, really afraid of those feelings because I don't want to get hurt, and I don't want you to get hurt, and I cannot fucking lose him. Like, that is just, like, the prevailing, like, thought in my mind lately, is just, I can't fucking lose him. I can't fucking lose him. So I was just freaking out a little bit. And then my instinct when I feel like that is to get further away from someone, but instead I like got closer to him, and then closer to him, and then closer to him, until we were like very, very close. And then he put his arm around me, and it made me scared, because generally speaking I like to be the one who initiates any kind of touch, just because of my anxieties about it. So he put his arm around me, and I tensed up, and I kind of like tried to breathe through it and stay calm, and I literally shivered like from fear. And he was like, was that a cold shiver or a scared shiver? And I was like, it was a scared shiver. And he moved his arm, and I was like, no, I felt like bad. Like, I was like, I can suck it up, like, just leave it there. So he like moved his arm, and I was just laying next to him feeling scared. And then I kept telling myself over and over again, like, it's him. Like, why am I scared? I've known him for so long. He's never given me any reason not to trust him. Like, come on, calm down. And then I just got like closer to him and closer to him and closer to him, like pushing myself. And then finally I just like kind of said fuck it, and just like completely like wrapped myself around him, and like I just like did. And I was nervous at first, and I felt like my whole body was very tense at first, but then I just kept talking to him and like trying to stay calm. And another thing that I tried to do is stay in my body, because I have a tendency to dissociate a lot when I get scared like that, and I feel completely disconnected from my body. But I kept like trying to focus on how my body felt and like how his body felt, and I just focused on that so that I would stay in my body, and then I would be there. I really, really focused on that, and I focused on telling myself that he is like the number one most trusted guy in my life, and that I need to be calm. And it worked. It really worked. Like, I was tense, and I was nervous and a little shaky, and then I wasn't. Just like that. Like, I feel like I'm gonna cry just like talking about it, because it's such a big deal for me, and it's such, this weekend was such a like fucking breakthrough for me. It gave me like so much hope, which sounds like corny and dumb, I guess, but it just did. Like, it was just, I was scared, and then I wasn't, and then it felt good. It went from how it usually feels to something different, to something really different, and I loved it. I loved being close to him. I just loved it. And we talked about us and about our relationship and about feelings and about sex stuff, and I called him out for teasing me all day, and he he was just like, yeah, I was. And I was like, you asshole. And he was like, you liked it. And I was like, oh boy. But we just fell asleep like that, and we woke up in the exact same position, which is very weird for both of us, because we both, like, he has ADHD, so he's like always moving, and I just move around in my sleep all the time. But we fell asleep in one position, and we woke up like 6 hours later in the exact same position. And yeah, it was just crazy. And our mutual friend ended up leaving, and I had planned on being on the road by 12:30 at the latest. I didn't get on the road until 2 o'clock, because after our mutual friend left, I just immediately like got back in bed with him, and we just like laid there, and I took his phone away from him, and we just laid there together, very, very close. I was just like all of me was touching all of him, and that's just like so unusual for me. And it was, I didn't have, for those 2 hours that we spent alone after his friend left, before I went back to school, there was no nervousness. I didn't even start out a little bit nervous. I just immediately wanted to be close to him. Like, it was the weirdest thing for me. I just looked at him, and I just, as soon as our friend left, I was like, okay, come here right now. Like, I just want to feel close to you. And it was just very peaceful, and I didn't dissociate once, and I was just there, and I just focused on being there and how it felt. And it was really good. And it just feels right. But now I'm like 300 miles away from him. And I'm not scheduled for a break until like 74 days from today. So it's just kind of hard. But we're trying to figure it out. So that's the update.